part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
And what you hear right there, the sound of that, that's New York. That's where we're coming from. That's what New York sounds like on a Saturday night.
Sounds worse than that, dude.
They're in Times Square. No, that's really New York right now. It's our live microphone in Times Square.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get them, you know, misbehaving more. We need to hear more ambulances.
But inside the Extreme Media Studios here in New York, welcome, no matter where you're joining us from. Perhaps you're joining us for the first time on television tonight. If you're in the state of Texas, Channel 47 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 28 in the Houston area, and statewide on Verizon, Channel 27. And by the way, if you go to UAN Network's online website, yeah. UA Network.
UAN Online.
Nope. UANetwork.tv.
Ooh.
That's where you go. UANetwork.tv. You can watch the TV broadcast of the show on any mobile device, any tablet, any laptop, any computer, anywhere. So you can just come on into our studio here in New York. You see Steven's uneaten pizza and his messy notes and his iPad. It's all right there on your screen. It's all right there.
Yeah.
If you're just turning us on, going, what is this? It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're a radio broadcast that started 4 years ago, 5 years ago. This
from very humble beginnings.
This year. This July, next month, we'll celebrate our fifth anniversary being on the air.
Next month?
Yeah, July 15th.
No way.
Yeah.
And we were on, like, how many stations when we first started?
Four.
And then it went to, what was the
we're 320,
but it
330.
Went four to what? And the it jumped
four, four
quick.
To 50 to 100 to 200 to 300.
Isn't that something?
Just like that, yeah. And we crisscross America, Fairbanks, Alaska, Orlando, Florida, New York City, San Diego, as far north as Detroit, Michigan. We got a great, great affiliate in San Antonio, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you just crisscross the lines everywhere, and Sirius XM on top of that. So wherever you're at, we're glad that you're there and glad. Now, this is Father's Day weekend, and if you haven't seen a great Father's Day message, go watch Superman, Man of Steel, in the theaters this weekend. Because it's got some of the best pro-father stuff you'll see in any film that's ever been released. It's awesome. The two fathers that father Superman, incredible, giant men of character in this film. We don't see stuff about dads like that very often, so I'm pretty pumped about that. Read more about that on my syndicated column that comes out tomorrow on townhall.com. But, Stephen, you found this crazy, weird article, a website that's almost wholly dedicated to helping people cheat, did a survey of members of their website. So these are already scoundrels to begin with.
Right.
And the scoundrels that are interested in cheating on their spouses admitted in a survey that maybe as many as 23% of them have engaged, and these are women, have engaged in affairs in which they possibly had somebody else's kid and passed it off as their spouse, as their husband's kid.
Right.
So could you find yourself being a father to a child if you suddenly had it revealed to you that, oh, by the way, he ain't yours? That's what we're talking about. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We want to know. Could you, and ladies, I don't know, you can't find yourself in the same position because you're the ones that did the having of the kid. But, guys, could you find yourself rejecting a child that you had thought had been yours prior? Let's go to North Carolina, line one.
Yeah.
Listening to 105.7 FM. David is joining us. David, thanks for your patience.
Yeah,
welcome
for your call.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us.
How are you?
Very good. So does this topic hit home for you?
It does. My wife, actually an ex-wife that never admitted to it, but about, I don't know, after my child was about 3 years old, I put together circumstances and things that I had heard, had several people tell me some things, and it all made sense, and it was pretty obvious based on features, you know, some of the features my kids had, you know, physical characteristics and so forth. It was pretty obvious that he wasn't my child, but he was somebody else's child.
Wow.
And so from about 3 years old till he's currently 26 years old, I've always known he was not my child. I mean, I was 99% sure he was not.
And what did you do in that instance, David?
Yeah, when that really hit you, what did you decide to do?
Well, of course I was angry, but I also realized that it wasn't my son's fault, and
right.
You know, and basically had to rely on the Lord to, you know, help me to number one love my child as if he was my child, and I also saw the opportunity that, you know, if he was born to this other guy, or you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, so to speak, and this other guy was his father, I don't think he would be exposed to the gospel like my son was. So I felt like it was an opportunity, to use it to, Joseph was in a similar situation, so to speak. You know, he was a father of a child that technically was not his. And, but, you know, of course he had a...
But David, hold on a second. Wait a second. Cause, I appreciate the commitment of like adoptive fathers as much as the next guy. In fact, I think fathers that proactively choose to adopt kids that are not theirs, I think are really admirable people. And I don't say that just because I'm an adoptive father. I was an adopted son as well. So I've kind of lived both ends of that. But what you're describing isn't the same charitable option of an adoptive father. I mean, Joseph could have turned his back on her. He could have said, you know, I'm going to walk away. He did choose to obey God and to, you know, be with Mary through the thing. But in your situation, it's all backwards because what you thought was one way turned out to be completely manipulated on you. And then you were faced with the moral choice of what do I do now? So what did you do? And how does your relationship with your son exist today? Are you guys close?
Well, there's been some other issues that have come up. Basically, that has kind of driven a wedge between us, but it has nothing to do with this. It actually has to do with really a spiritual matter. I believe the Lord will bring him back around, but I've had to stick to my guns. He went off to school and kind of got indoctrinated by the world, and unfortunately, there's a disagreement with regards to that, and he's kind of,
sure,
you know, chosen to go his own way. But
David, let me ask you a question.
Because
what fascinated me about the story is really exactly your story as well, which is you came to learn or suspect something like that. You chose to be the father to this child, even though you knew it wasn't yours. So up until his college years, were you there for him and you just chose to look the other way and do the right thing because you're a Christian and you felt like that was the right thing to do?
I mean, that's what the Lord would want me to do.
And that's what you did.
I never held any resentment towards him. You know,
that's amazing, brother. That's amazing.
But, you know, it's not me. You guys know the answer to that. It's not me. I've had to deal with some anger pertaining to his mom, you know, over that, because that's just, you know,
sure,
that's another matter. But again, and that's
David,
what the Lord has.
Let me ask you a follow up to this. Does your son know what you know?
Right.
David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Does your son know what you know?
No, I've never told him that. And there's been a couple times where I thought, you know what, you know, maybe for medical purposes he might need to know. I have casually mentioned it to his mom, and she's denied it. But it's just, to me, it's so obvious. I mean, again, I could be totally wrong, but I'm 99% sure. Based on, again, I had a lot of folks tell me some things, and when I put all the circumstances together,
sure,
and then when I see the results, and I see my oldest son, and he looks like the guy,
right?
He has the same.
Well, David, let me just say this, brother. I think that that's an amazing testimony, and I think that that's an awesome thing you've done, and you just keep trusting in your faith and in the Lord, and you know, stick with what you know and go with what you know. It's totally awesome. And my wife is somebody who rarely shies away from, well, never shies away from what God's word says. So even in these days now where, you know, things have caused you to become separated because you know you got to stick with your faith and be an example of your faith to your son. That's awesome, brother. God bless you.
Well, I hope that's an encouragement to other guys because, you know, we're living in a society where we're, my theme is we're malnourished, where guys aren't stepping up and being
fathers,
being husbands, and so forth. And I'm not perfect in that regard.
No,
either,
none of us are, but we need to encourage each other.
Really laid back and not fulfilled their role, and I just hope that encourages guys, to even in the tough circumstances, to just to rely on the Lord. Regardless of how other people treat you, because everybody's gonna dupe you.
David, thanks for the call. We got to run. It's a commercial break.
Hang on,
but this
one
is Baldwin McCullough Live. Hold
on.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
McCullough Live, and we've been talking about something very interesting. I don't know if we have any other...
888-340-3373. It doesn't look like we have any callers on the line.
Let's jump to your dealio.
My dealio?
Yeah.
No, let's stay talking about this, because this is interesting.
Yes, sir.
If you're just joining us, Stephen found this article. It talks about a survey that was done amongst women that had been pre-selected as prone to philandering, a website that specializes in helping people have extramarital affairs, did a survey of their own members, and of 102,000 people,
women
that were part of this website, nearly 9,000, or more than 9,000, because it would be 100,000 would be 9,000,
right.
9%. So it's a little, probably close to 10,000 women of that 102,000 said that they had had a child and passed it off as their spouse's. But it wasn't. They'd had an extramarital affair, had a child, passed it off as their spouse's, and their spouses, you know, still didn't know. 16% of the group said, I'm not sure if I did or not.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite certain of who the father was of the child.
Thus, the headline for this article, Father's Day, you may be celebrating with kids that you didn't spawn.
Right. Being said in a very crass way. So here's the question. If this is true, and if this, you know, 25% of a potential 100-something thousand women said possibly that they had, then the likelihood that people outside of that specific website possibly have as well.
Right.
So tomorrow there may be fathers sitting at tables with children that are not theirs, and right. They don't know aren't theirs. They may have had suspicions, et cetera, et cetera. But what is the moral obligation of the father in that regard?
Hmm.
Does the father sitting at that table have an obligation to one day further do anything for that kid?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think fathers are kind of the most important building block in a child's life. I think moms are vital, but I think dads bring something that moms don't, and it's a whole package. I wrote about it in my best-selling book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. You can find that online. But I really do think that this puts some dads in a very unique situation, because I don't think that there's 1 ounce of moral obligation that father has to those kids. If they don't know, if they were lied to, if they were tricked, if they were told this is your kid and it's really not, I don't think there's one piece of moral obligation that those dads are required to do for those children one day longer.
I wonder what the biblical obligation is.
But I think that men that choose to stay in those kids' lives, even after they know the truth, I think those are giants of men.
Yeah, like our last caller.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. So, and if you want to stay anonymous and call, because I know this could be a very sensitive subject, would you be able to? Would you be able to swallow your pride and step into that kid's life and do what that kid needed, even though you weren't obligated to? 888-340-3373. Or maybe you've known someone that has gone through a situation that was similar to this. How was it handled? Did it turn out okay? Did the kid ever find out? I mean, this is a very... I just can't imagine a worse thing a father could ever find out.
Right.
I think it would be one of the hardest things to come face to face with. And then every time you see that child, every single time you see that child, that's a picture of unfaithfulness that was carried out against you.
Yeah, it's just that's the reason this fascinated me was how can you even be the mom? Even if the husband doesn't know, if he's blind or whatever the truth or reality is. We had somebody else that called in that didn't want to come on the program.
Right.
The guy says he has 4 children, and he knows for a fact one of his daughters is not truly his. His wife got pregnant from an affair. The daughter is now 34 years old, and he has never told her. Inevitably and unfortunately, that led to he and his wife divorcing. But he still said that in all of that experience and all of that dynamic, he considers that daughter to be his, and he honored his fatherly position in that and stayed fathering that child, etc. It's just a mind-boggling thought for somebody to be involved in that dynamic. Our number is 888-340-3373.
And people may say, but guys, you're undercutting the whole, like, fathers do this all the time. Adoptive fathers do this all the time. Again, I go back and say, different circumstances, pal. You're an adoptive dad. Now, see, my dad, my paternal father walked out on my mom when I was 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Had an affair, took off. Good thing he never came back to the state of Texas because my grandfather would have killed him. I mean, he just would have taken him out to the woods one day and just nobody would have ever heard from him again. I mean, it was one of those things. But my mom was alone. Another man comes into her life. He adopts me. He gives me his name. McCullough is his name.
Mm-hmm.
I became his son. My birth certificate says I'm his dad, even though I'm not genetically related. He made the choice to do that. These dads, that would be the other parts of these relationships,
sure,
have no idea.
Right. It's freaky.
And in terms of, what you're morally obligated to do in that instance, I look, I have no knowledge. I was not part of this. I had no choice in this. Again, I think if you're a man and you decide to stay in that situation, I think you're a giant of a human being.
Now, I have another crazy question.
But I couldn't judge someone that decided not to stay.
Right.
I couldn't judge someone.
Tell me if I'm saying this right. Let's say that's the situation and you decide your kid is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. You find out it's not your kid. You decide to reject the child. Is that potentially a form of moral or spiritual abortion?
That's a little deep in.
I know it's. I know, but what I'm saying is, if you're a Christian and you
no, it's not. It's not a moral or a spiritual abortion because it's not your child.
Yeah, but at the same time,
you didn't have responsibility for that life.
But it's not the child's fault for coming.
God didn't give you.
I know, but I'm just posing a kooky question.
It is a kooky one. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one because Jerry from Washington State, who is remaining, he's not really Jerry, but Jerry from Washington State has now joined us. Jerry, welcome. Thanks for calling back.
Hi. I called in. My oldest daughter is not mine.
Right.
My ex-wife left, and I raised her and two sisters and her brother. I've never told her. My ex never actually confessed to it, but it was, yeah.
You did the math on it, though, Jerry. Jerry, hold on. The music means we've got to take a break. But I know Stephen and I have got a couple of questions for you, because I think the fact that you stayed in that child's life is an amazing thing. So don't go anywhere. This is Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being with us as we try to do all that we can to help you have a little bit of fun, be a little bit silly on a Saturday night. Stephen sometimes even turning his back to his microphone and the camera, literally being unsocial while doing his own talk radio show. See, now that we have cameras live in the room again, you have to be good. You have to be good. Now, we're talking about a weird reality for Father's Day, and that is there's been this survey. There may be a lot more kids at Father's Day lunch tables tomorrow that aren't the fathers than what a lot of men realize. And this survey that uncovered this has kind of posed this interesting question. How would you as a dad respond to that if it was your family that was affected by that situation? I don't think you have a moral obligation to care for that child another day. However, I think if you choose to do it, you become a giant in the eyes of me and I think a lot of other people. One of the themes, interestingly enough, Stephen, of the Superman movie is the fathers. When Superman, Man of Steel, opens this weekend, when Clark Kent, who is Kal-El in the outer space world, comes to Earth, you know, Jonathan Kent, his father, knows that he's not really his dad. But he chooses to father him anyway. He chooses to give him, like, really good advice. The film, a lot of the film takes place in flashback. And you see these moments where he had these father teaching times with young Clark. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic, I think, given that this is Father's Day weekend. Man of Steel will no doubt be the biggest movie of this weekend and probably the biggest movie of the year. And you happen to find the survey all at the same time.
Yeah.
How would you raise a kid who wasn't yours if you suddenly found out that it wasn't and you had thought it was before? Anyway, Jerry was in Washington State, and Jerry, we ran out of time, so we want to give you plenty of time. So tell us, you were married to a woman, and one of the children that you had together, you found out later, wasn't really one that you had fathered.
Yeah, that became very obvious. She looks exactly like her grandmother, her natural grandmother.
Okay.
So...
But you stuck with it. You stayed in there.
Yeah, she left, and so the mother left, and so I raised those four, and I didn't say anything to her, and I never have. I won't. But I will take a little bit of issue with you. I'm not a giant of a man. I'm simply a man who, by God's grace, had the honor of raising children.
Jerry, the reason I say that. And let me be very clear about this. I think if you were to sit there and say, yes, of course I'm a giant of a man because I did something extremely great, and let me tell you how great I am, then you would immediately undercut everything that I just said. But when you consider today that in our nation's inner cities, the plague that besets this nation and generations to come has been the fact that fathers are absent of children that they are legally obligated to raise, for someone to have been betrayed in a way such as what you did, but you made the choice to stick with it, Jerry, you are a giant. You're percentage-wise, you made a choice that is in the tiniest of decimals of what modern men would actually do, and you chose to do it. In my eyes, that's an immense amount of character, and it's got to be a very excruciating choice to make. In the situation that you found yourself in?
I think it was more simply I was doing just exactly what God would have. I mean, not exactly. I did the best I could.
Right.
My God, I wasn't a perfect father or anything like that. But I thank the Lord for my children, and I thank the Lord for their mother, because without her I wouldn't have them. And the reality is that each child is a blessing, no matter the circumstance of their conception.
There you go. There you go. All right, Jerry, thank you for your call. 888-340-3373. Let's jump to Ogden, Utah. Ken, welcome. You're line two, listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Yes. Hello. I would like to say that there's absolutely a moral obligation in the circumstance that you're talking about, to be the father of that child, that fatherless child, even though you may not be the direct seed of that child. And I'd like to insert here and preface real quickly that you may be mindful that Jesus was in his lineage, in the Bible, it reveals that Bathsheba had an affair with David, and David was one of his patriarchs, the King David, and that was an affair that led to eventually
the line of Christ.
Line of Christ.
Yeah. Okay, Ken, hold on. We got to take a break. I'll let you.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
McCullough sent you.
So Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live, and you heard the mean streets
the sound
of New York,
York
City,
man.
Baby.
That is so sweet.
I said earlier, you know, we needed a siren in there.
That's right.
Sure enough, it queued right up. Well, our number is 888-340-3373. Fascinating phone calls tonight here on Baldwin McCullough Live. We're going to go right back to Ken in Ogden, Utah. Ken, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
So you were saying... go ahead, Ken.
My main point, what I was getting to, is that if I'm thinking with my flesh, my automatic reaction to the difficult situation you're talking about is that I'm going to feel that I don't have any moral obligation and to that fatherless child. However, if I'm spiritually connected to God and Jesus is my counsel, I know that God is Father of all, and I know that Jesus did not have the father, the human father chromosome from his father Joseph. Yet clearly in the Bible it says that Joseph was his father. Jesus was 100% human, and because he got his X chromosome, I believe it's called X chromosome, from his mother, and he was 100% God also because he got his Y chromosome from God. But that did not deny Joseph being the father. So that's a perfect example right there where
Ken, hold on. And I got to call you on the carpet on this, my friend, because it's not a fair comparison. Joseph was warned ahead of time that the child wasn't his, and he was told, marry her anyway. See, the fathers that had this kind of sprung on them after the fact, you know, they're wrong. They're grieved. Mm-hmm. They've been taken advantage of. They've been betrayed.
Uh-huh.
And this is not something that they are morally obligated to respond to. Do they become better individuals, more moral individuals when they make the honorable choice to raise the child anyway? Absolutely. But they're under no, from a legal standpoint, from a moral standpoint, they're not under any obligation to raise that child.
Well, let me ask you this. What would God say about obligation? What would Jesus say?
He would always want you to aim for the most honorable response. But to say that it's a moral issue, you would have to say that the weight of morality says that you are obligated to make that choice. And that's just not the case. The scripture makes it clear that if a woman or a man betrays their partner, even just in marriage, not to mention having a child, that's the one instance in all scripture where they may say, okay, well, we can get out of this, marital agreement. So I'm not saying that men should leave children that aren't theirs, that are in their family. But they're not. That's why the choice to do it becomes all that much more impressive.
Right.
Because they're not under the obligation to do it. If they were under the obligation to do it, it would be no big deal if they did.
Well, I'm just speaking from a Christian point of view, and we believe that Christ is the center of our relationship. And when we deny our flesh, and we ask, "What would Christ counsel us to do?" I'm sure he would counsel us to be the father of the fatherless child, even though it came from a unfortunate and very gut-wrenching situation. It could be potentially turned into a still
absolutely
a positive relationship.
Absolutely,
yes,
absolutely.
But it has to start I see that every relationship. The best relationships have a spiritual connection, not just the other types of connections, physical, mental, emotional. I think that if there's the spirit, if the person is a spiritual person, and that is the basis of truly the best relationships is to have a spiritual relationship with God.
Ken, we're not arguing with you. We're on the same page there. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line one and talk to Bob in listening to WGKA in Atlanta. Hey, Bob, welcome.
Hi. Very, very interesting topic tonight, one that's kind of close to home for me. I'm another one of those fathers who's been in that situation where the child wasn't mine. And I decided to stay with the child. Unfortunately, I did not stay with her mother. But the relationship is still there. And I have to say, being a separate parent, in fact, my child lives in Maryland, so I don't get to see her all that often. But living in today's world, it's become much easier, you know, through FaceTime and Skype and other technologies. You know, I can read her a story at night, face to face, and carry on that relationship. With the respect to the moral question, I can tell you that the argument you're making that there is no moral obligation is certainly one that I've heard many times from my friends and family, especially when I decided that, you know, my child being a year and a half, calling me father, daddy at the time, and I've always been daddy to her, I could not live with myself making a decision of saying, no, kid, it was just a joke, and walking away. I do think that there is that even though there may not be a strict obligation, and certainly people wouldn't look down on you for making that decision, I still think it's the wrong decision, as there's an obligation to the child, and that is a moral obligation. So that's really all I have.
Who's responsible? But okay, Bob, we're going to start back where I started the show. Go back to Earth. Who's responsible?
Who's responsible for
that child?
Active for the child?
Yeah.
The person who has presented themselves through that child's entire life, whether it was misrepresentation or not, you've presented yourself as the caretaker of that child to that child.
So the paternal father has no obligation to that child at all?
I would say that's a question for the paternal father and who the mother that's involved in that.
Yeah, but see, I don't think God's cloudy on that though. His desire is for a child to be raised by the mother and father. Right? That's pretty clear.
But who defines the mother and the father? The relationship with the child defines that. As the previous caller pointed out, the relationship with Jesus and his father was very similar. So it's about the relationship with the child. It's not necessarily about the genetics involved behind it or even the societal obligations.
I just think that you can't draw hard and fast lines, which is why I would never judge someone for walking away, because I haven't walked in their shoes. As an adopted dad, I've made a choice to love a child that's not mine, not under these circumstances. Thanks for the call, Bob. More callers when we continue.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's been an amazing show. We're going to get to Rebecca in just one second. Kevin and I are sitting here in the break just amazed with the number
stunned
of callers tonight that are walking in these footsteps.
And you know what? I want to make one thing clear. I think everybody's misreading me. I think they think that I don't think that it's highly important that these kids be loved and cared for and so forth. I think that that's all 100% true. Mm-hmm. But I've not walked in the shoes of someone that's been betrayed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be hard, though I've come close. I was betrayed by someone very close. relationship was hurt dramatically. Mm-hmm. That marriage terminated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very hesitant to point my finger in someone else's face and say, you have to raise that child.
Sure, sure.
Because I've never been there.
But I think some people that are shedding light on this are simply saying that from their sensibility in their experience in their walk of faith, they feel compelled.
It may be the only way they find redemption
sure.
in that bad news.
Sure.
Is saying, yeah, that's a terrible reality, but I can save this by building into this kid.
But we're going to go to Rebecca on line three in Irving, Texas. And Rebecca, is it true? Can you see us? Are we waving at you? We're saying hi to you, Rebecca, on TV there in Texas. Are you having a good time watching the show? Is it coming across good?
Yeah, it sounds like pretty good on UAN.
Cool. What's your thoughts, Rebecca?
Well, I was thinking that they would have a moral obligation because, you know, that's what God has done. If you look at the story of Hosea, God asked that man to marry a prostitute and have children that were not his to illustrate the way that Israel had acted, you know, by going to other gods.
But did he say all fathers had to do that?
Responsible how he treated those children.
Right. But did he say that all fathers had to then do that?
No, but I think that's a good example.
It's a great example.
Yeah.
Just like
Rebecca,
every father that's been on tonight's
Rebecca,
a great example.
Rebecca, how old are you, young lady?
I'm 39.
Oh, my goodness. You're
not that young.
I thought you were nine.
No, I sound young on the phone for some reason.
All right, well.
That's okay. Hey, thanks for joining us for the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Sure. You know, my parents were divorced, and my father, you know, moved to California shortly after that, and I didn't really have a father around. Mm. So, I mean, if you can be around that child and still be in their life, you know, and put something in their life, that's really going to affect them. You know, if you leave, it's going to be the same as a divorce. You're going to think that they are being abandoned, and, you know, yeah. they may not
well
be
said.
Able to
be. Well said, Rebecca. Sorry to do this to you. We're short on time because the show is over, Stephen.
Yeah, great show. Happy Father's Day to everybody joining us tonight. Thanks.
Whether the kids at the table are yours or not tomorrow, we wish you a happy Father's
That's
Day.
That's correct.
All the way around. And, of course, stay with us online all week, BaldwinMcCullough.com. We'll see you.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Wow.